Ryan Thompson here for StormLakeRadio.com and chatting with Alt Aurelia girls golf coach Leanne Patton, fresh off the Warriors' second state championship in three seasons. Coach, what a feeling.
Oh, this is a feeling, and this is a great feeling for my girls for 3 years, or 5 years actually, but to get the second state champion is a great feeling.
Now, talk about the state tournament this year. After the first round, you had a 26-stroke lead over Emmitsburg, and you were in a similar situation, I remember, 2 years ago when you had quite a sizable first-round lead. What was their collective mindset coming into today in the next 18 holes?
Well, you know, that 26-stroke lead was just wonderful. Wonderful for me as a coach, not having to press and have the girls have to press and just go out there and play their own game and let somebody else go after us. And, you know, we were the target coming in, and we were throughout the whole thing. And just to make sure that they were just playing their own game and not pressing any, and they didn't. They didn't press at all, and the 26-stroke lead gave us a comfort today that we could just go in and play our own game and try to hold on and let them come at us. And you know what? Emmitsburg gave a good run today, and they were within a stroke of us today's score, but the 27 strokes prevailed then. So,
yep, you wind up adding a stroke to that final lead of the tournament, a 355 second round after a 342 first round yesterday. Jenna Snyder tied for fourth as you wind up having a four in the top 10. Lexi Patton was sixth. Erica and Aaron Locken tied for ninth, and Maddie Hawk with a 193. And I know you have a couple of younger players that have given you a good effort all year. If you can talk a little bit more about each player, their state performance, and what they've meant to the team this year and throughout their careers.
You know what? Yes, our seniors, Erica Locken and Jenna Snyder, have been 4 years to the state tournament and just have done a wonderful job. And you know what? They just want to play well, and guess what? They have just been great leaders, and they've been at that state tournament since their freshman year. And guess what? They were not letting down that they weren't going to get there again and win the thing. And so, and junior Lexi Patton is, you know, cousins with Erica, and they just challenge each other all the time. That, you know what? Even though any one of my top four can win any tournament, and they just go after each other if they're not going after another team. So, Maddie Hawk as a junior also has just done a wonderful job and has really come on the last three, four weeks of putting the score, and today just shot a career round of 89, and you know, so proud of her and looking for next year, and that just really excited already for next year. Aaron Locken, our freshman, has just done a wonderful job for us this year too, and you know what, beaten every expectation that I thought of her as a freshman, and yesterday's state tournament shooting 84 out of the gun for us was just great. I mean, she was just down the fairway in stride and just no pressure, and absolutely did a great job for us. We split our sixth position this year and let some of our younger players get a chance at the state experience. We brought in two sophomores, Cassidy Boom and Abby Wilson, and the state allows us to change out players in a position if we want, and so Cassidy played day one for us and Abby played day two for us, and you know what, they contributed and just got some state experience and just loved the environment.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you've been at Marshalltown for state at least the last couple of years, so I'm not sure how familiar you are with Ames. What challenges does that course present?
You know what, yeah, this was our first year at Ames, and you know what, it did. It gave us a little bit of a challenge. The greens there are big and slopy and undulated, and we had to get used to them. There was a lot of practice round on Sunday. There was a lot of putting, you know, putting issues and chipping issues that we had to figure out, and we saw the course for the first time on Sunday afternoon. So, you know what, it was, and I would say Ames gave Marshalltown a good challenge as far as which one is harder.
Any final comments? I know you and the girls are still soaking it all in. Two state championships now, as mentioned, in the last 3 years, but five straight times at state. What a run it's been, and hopefully more to come.
Absolutely. You know, this Alt Aurelia combination thing of putting girls together and 5 years in a row for us has just been a wonderful thing. And as you see, we're celebrating right now in our gym, and the people that are supporting us are absolutely fabulous, and hopefully more to come.
Leanne, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.